Hey, and welcome to Rough Draft, the daily podcast that delivers the essential writing advice you need to succeed online as a writer. I'm your host, Damian Farnworth, Chief Content Writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next 4 minutes of your life with me. So this is episode two. Episode two is called The Unbreakable Law of the Web. So like the law of gravity, the law of the web describes behavior. So we know that the law of gravity basically says that what goes up must come down. If you jump from a building, you will fall. It's like the old saying, it wasn't the fall that killed me, it was the ground. And that's the law of gravity. The law of the web says that people blaze through the web like it were an autobahn. They blaze on the autobahn to do one thing, to look at billboards. When they're driving at like 170 miles per hour, people don't have time to think, right? So landmarks zip by, trees melt away, billboards are a blur. And the moment they can't understand your billboard is the moment that you've lost them, right? So what all this means is the law of the web says, don't make people think. That was actually a title of a book by a man named Steve Krug. And as a web writer, that should be your prevailing philosophy. Don't make people think. So Seth Godin writes what I think is his second most brilliant book, and I'll leave to you what his most brilliant book is to guess. But Seth Godin, in his second most brilliant book, said that the monkey should not have any problem. And the book that I'm talking about is The Big Red Fez. And Seth Godin said that when it comes to web design, right, web writing, he said that the monkey should not have any problem finding the banana. And it should be very clear. He made the principle, the rule for writing good web content. There should be one banana for every page. One page, one banana. So that what that means for, you know, the web readers is that their choices must be clear and unarguably focused, right? We talked about before that there's so much content online and so much competition is that you cannot afford to confuse your readers, right? You have to be very clear. You have to be very focused. So like when someone lands on your web page, they should know what you want them to do within 4 seconds. Very quickly, headline, subheadlines, they should know very quickly what you need them to do. So what you have to do is to make your billboard very clear, and you have to make it irresistible. And so the question is, right? The question is, how do you actually do that? We do that by writing cunning, drool-worthy headlines, and you add strange, seductive pictures to your post, and you craft attractive subheadlines, and you make, you know, even your links meaningful. You make your links stand out, right? And that's really the best recipe for good web writing that gets noticed, web writing that communicates clearly and is focused. So here's the thing, right? So which blog posts do you read when you're scanning through your blog reader, right? It used to be Google Reader. Now it's probably Feedly, or maybe it's usually those posts with a gripping image and a sexy headline. And which emails do you typically read, right? It's typically those with enticing subject lines. So yes, there's a time when your reader will slow down and think, but getting them there, that first interaction with you is not the time, right? They're blazing through the Autobahn looking at billboards. But that time where they actually slow down doesn't happen until after he's decided you are worth stopping and paying attention to. So here's the thing. Listen, your reader has a million other things to do. She has a million other things to do, and you're probably not one of them, unless you grab her by the chin and say, you're going to regret it if you don't read this. And that's the law of the web. That's the law of the web, and you need to obey it, whether you like it or not, if you want to succeed at this thing called web writing. But before we jump into tactics like headlines and subheadlines and links, we're going to take a little theory tour of search engines and sort of explain to you what you need to know about how search engines work and how that applies to being a good web writer. And so that's in the next episode of Rough Draft. And I look forward to seeing you then. Take care.